This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Zaloprost, Latanoprost. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Zaloprost. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Zaloprost against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Zaloprost is used for? Zaloprost is used to lower raised pressure in the eye and to treat glaucoma. Glaucoma is a condition in which the pressure of fluid in the eye may be high. However, some people with glaucoma may have normal eye pressure. Glaucoma is usually caused by buildup of the fluid, which flows through the eye. This buildup occurs because the fluid drains out of your eye more slowly than it is being pumped in. Since new fluid continues to enter the eye, joining the fluid already there, the pressure continues to rise. This raised pressure may damage the back of the eye, resulting in gradual loss of sight. Damage can progress so slowly that the person is not aware of this gradual loss of sight. Sometimes even normal eye pressure is associated with damage to the back of the eye. There are usually no symptoms of glaucoma. If glaucoma is not treated, it can lead to serious problems, including total blindness. In fact, untreated glaucoma is one of the most common causes of blindness. Zaloprost belongs to a family of medicines called prostaglandin agonists. It lowers the pressure in the eye by allowing more fluid to flow out from within your eye. Although Zaloprost helps control your glaucoma, it does not cure it. So you must keep using it until your doctor tells you to stop. Zaloprost is used, either alone or in combination with other eye medicines, to lower raised pressure within your eye. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Zaloprost has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Zaloprost is not addictive. Zaloprost is not recommended for use in children. The safety and effectiveness of Zaloprost in children have not been established. Before you use Zaloprost, when you must not use it. Do not use Zaloprost if you have an allergy to any medicine containing latanoprost, any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, any other similar medicines. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, hives, itching, or skin rash, fainting. Do not use this medicine if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start using this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you start to use it, tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: severe asthma, any other types of glaucoma, any other eye conditions. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or breastfeeding or plan to become pregnant or breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Zaloprost. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Zaloprost may interfere with each other. These include eye drops which contain an ingredient called thimerosal. If you're using such eye drops as well as Zaloprost, you should wait at least 5 minutes between you using these eye drops and Zaloprost. Some other eye drops that contain a prostaglandin. The use of 2 or more prostaglandin eye drops at the same time is not recommended. These medicines may be affected by Zaloprost or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to use different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. How to use Zaloprost. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. If you're being changed from one eye drop to another, follow your doctor's instructions carefully as to when to stop the old drops and when to start the new drops. How much to use? The usual dose of Zaloprist is one drop into the affected eye or eyes once daily. How to use it? If you are wearing soft contact lenses, remove them before putting the drops in your eye. The preservative in Zaloprist, benzalkonium chloride, may be deposited in soft contact lenses. You can put your soft contact lenses back into your eyes 15 minutes after you have used Zaloprist. If you're using other eye drops in addition to Zaloprist, wait at least 5 minutes before putting any other drops in your eyes. Be careful not to touch the dropper tip against your eye, eyelid, or anything else. Touching the dropper tip against something may contaminate the eye drops and give you an eye infection. You may find it easier to put drops in your eye while you are sitting or lying down. 1. Wash your hands well with soap and water. 2. Twist off the protective overcap from the bottle. 3. Unscrew the inner cap. 4. Use your finger to gently pull down the lower eyelid of your affected eye. 5. Tilt your head back and look up. 6. Place the tip of the bottle close to, but not touching your eye. Squeeze the bottle gently, so that only one drop goes into your eye, then release the lower eyelid. Close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. 7. While your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. This will help to stop the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body. Ask your doctor for more specific instructions on this technique. 8. Screw the inner cap back on the bottle. 9. Wash your hands again with soap and water to remove any residue. You may feel a slight burning sensation in the eye shortly after using the eye drops. If this persists or is very uncomfortable, contact your doctor or pharmacist. When to use it? Use Zaloprist at about the same time each day, preferably in the evening, unless your doctor tells you otherwise. Using it at the same time each day will have the best effect on your eye pressure. It will also help you remember when to use it. How long to use it? Continue using Zaloprist every day for as long as your doctor tells you. Zaloprist helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. If you forget to use it, if you miss a dose, skip the dose you missed and administer your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use it as soon as you remember and then go back to using your medicine as you would normally. Do not administer a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to use your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much, overdose. If you accidentally put several drops in your eye, immediately rinse your eye with warm water. Immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, for advice, or go to accident and emergency at the nearest hospital if you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed Zaloprist. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention while you are using Zaloprist. Things you must do to make sure Zaloprist is working properly: have your eye pressure checked regularly. Have your eyes checked regularly for any other changes, including a change in eye color. A slow change in eye color, which may be permanent, has been reported to occur in some patients who use Zaloprist. Your doctor will decide whether you should continue using Zaloprist. If you develop an eye infection, receive an eye injury, or have eye surgery, tell your doctor. Your doctor may tell you to use a new container of Zaloprist because of possible contamination of the old one, or may advise you to stop your treatment with Zaloprist. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Zaloprist. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are using this medicine. If you become pregnant while using this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you must not do. Do not use Zaloprist to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Zaloprist to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop using your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop using your eye drops, your eye pressure may rise again and damage to your eye may occur. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Zaloprist affects you. Zaloprost generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. However, it may cause blurred vision in some people. Make sure you know how you react to zaloprost, or that your vision is clear, before driving a car or operating machinery. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using zaloprost. This medicine helps most people with glaucoma, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of the following, and they worry you. A slow change in eye color over a period of time. The iris may become browner in color and appear darker. This change may be permanent and more noticeable if you are only being treated in one eye. Blurred vision, double vision, or other visual problems. Irritation, or feeling of having something in the eye. This may be worse during the first 2 or 3 days of using zaloprost. Eye pain, redness, burning, or watering of the eye, s. Discharge, itching of the eye, s. Crusty eyelashes, darkening, thickening, lengthening, or an increase in the number of eyelashes and the fine hair on the eyelids. Misdirected eyelashes sometimes causing eye irritation. Darkening of the skin of the eyelids. Crusting, redness, thickening, itching, or burning of the eyelids. Sensitivity to light. Skin rash. Headache. Muscle or joint pain. Painful, urgent, or frequent urination. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Wheezing, difficulty in breathing, asthma, or worsening of asthma. Shortness of breath. Chest pain. You notice strong, rapid, or irregular heartbeats. Dizziness. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. White deposits or plaque in the cornea causing the transparent front part of your eye to look white or cloudy. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After using zaloprost, storage. Before opening zaloprost, keep the bottle in its box in a refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, protected from light. After opening zaloprost, keep the bottle in its box in a cool place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius, but do not freeze. Keep the box properly closed and protected from light. Put the top back on the bottle as soon as you are finished using the drops, to avoid contamination of the eye drops. Do not store zaloprost or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Do not carry the eye drops in pockets of your clothes. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. Write the date on the bottle when you open the eye drops and dispose of any remaining solution after 4 weeks. Open a new bottle every 4 weeks. Eye drops contain a preservative which helps prevent germs growing in the solution for the first 4 weeks after opening the bottle. After this time, there is a greater risk that the drops may become contaminated and cause an eye infection. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Zaloprost eye drops come in a plastic bottle with a dropper and screw cap inside a protective overcap. The drops are a clear, colorless solution. When you first receive your zaloprost bottle, it will appear half full. This corresponds to 2.5 milliliters of eye drop solution, giving a minimum of 80 drops. This volume is enough to last 4 weeks, if used in both eyes. Ingredients. Zaloprost contains 50 micrograms per milliliters of latanoprost as the active ingredient. Each drop contains approximately 1.5 micrograms of latanoprost. The eye drops also contain the following inactive ingredients. Benzalkonium chloride. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Hydrochloric acid. Monobasic sodium phosphate monohydrate. Sodium chloride. Sodium hydroxide. Water for injections. Sponsor. Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in March 2023. Australian registration number, OSTAR 217151. Zalapristcmi/mar23/00.